Chapter 71. Harlan Salter IV was looking through the papers that would allow his son to be transferred to Tufts Medical Center. Monty Bernstein wasn't happy about it, but he hadn't been happy about nearly anything Salter had done since this whole mess began. "Harlan, I want to again advise against doing this. Chief Stone would be within his rights to arrest Ben if you attempt to move him out of this jurisdiction. We both know Ben had nothing to do with the girl's murder, but he's still the only suspect they have, and certainly the only viable material witness." Salter stuck the stem of his unlit pipe into his lawyer's sternum.
"You do that too frequently for my taste, Counselor."
"What's that?"
"Advise against things," Salter said. "I thought your people were supposed to be pushier, not so worried about making waves. They certainly are that way in my business. I admire proactive people, Bernstein. I admire bravery and risk-taking. You're not too keen on risk-taking."
Monty Bernstein was no fan of Harlan Salter to begin with, and after his "your people" remark, Salter had descended several levels on Monty's popularity scale. "When it's necessary, I take some pretty heavy risks."
"Sure you do. But it's your clients that pay the price when those risks don't turn out."
"I'm good at my job. That's why I'm standing here."
"Next time, you won't be."
"I am now, though, and my advice is to let Ben stay put."
"Well, I've had contact with another, more cooperative lawyer, who's had some high-profile doctors draft a memo saying that my son needs the kind of care he can only receive at a major medical facility. It should be arriving by messenger soon. Let Stone try and make something of this. Time that small-town bully got his bluff called. And, Bernstein..."
Before Salter finished his sentence, his cell phone rang. He stepped away from his lawyer. When he returned, he had what passed for a broad grin on his face.
"Good news," Monty said. "Excellent news. Mr. Vic Prado is about to get his comeuppance. Apparently the gentleman you procured for me has used Prado's wife to ensure he shows up to his own execution."
As broad as the grin on Salter's face was, it was matched by the frown on Monty Bernstein's. "I dread saying this to you yet again, but I feel I have to, as your..."
"Don't bother, Bernstein. Why not record yourself saying, 'I would advise against it,' and carry the recorder in your pocket? It would save a lot of wear and tear on your vocal cords."
"Still, I would plead with you to reconsider this course of action." Salter shook his head in disgust.
"And I was going to ask you to accompany me, to watch my pound of flesh extracted from Prado's hide."
Monty said, "No thanks."
"I didn't make the offer, Counselor. I said I was going to ask. But that was before I decided that I no longer require your services. Consider yourself fired."
"Gladly. You are as unpleasant a man as I have ever met. And here's some pro bono advice. Don't go through with this. Right now, you're free and clear. You've got total control of your firm back. It wasn't your daughter who was killed. Your son will be fine in a couple of months. Do this, and it's murder one."
"Farewell, Mr. Bernstein. I'm certain I do not have to remind you to send me the bill for your services. In any case, I will pay it promptly."
With that, Salter turned his back on his former lawyer and began filling out the hospital transfer papers.